The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Because you're funny, you know, I'm funny, so I feel like this is going to be so fucking funny, you know? Get your fucking ass by the mic, come on.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Get set.
Y'all better not come to my studio with that fake shit. Y'all better not come to my funeral with that fake shit. Y'all better off realizing there's nothing that y'all could do with me. All I ever ask is keep it 8 more than 92 with me. 100.
What up, though? iHeartMeeko podcast. It's Crema, Brent Grimes. Merry Crema, everyone. Happy 97th episode to me.
That's dope.
I'm almost to 100. I'm so excited. This will be episode 97. It is officially Christmas. It's 2:10 a.m. and we are fucking up doing a podcast.
It's 2:10?
It's 2:10 a.m.
Damn.
It's 2 o'clock in the fucking morning. And what a fucking day we've had, right?
Yeah.
Are you really going to just chew nuts on my fucking podcast? Are you serious right now?
I didn't think you would hear it.
I can hear that shit, and so can my listeners.
Nigga hungry.
Don't fucking eat nuts, Brent. I just fed you.
All right, you're right. You're right. That's disrespect.
Hold on. Because I got off the plane at 7:35 and made you a meatloaf, my nigga.
And it was bomb. You're so dope. You know that? Everything was great. I walked in the door and you were just in the kitchen. I'm like, oh my God.
Fuck you, Brent. You need what you said, but my shoes were on.
Yeah, I ain't like that shoe on part. I ain't like
so
that.
So take my shoes off.
Barefoot.
Barefoot and in the kitchen when you walk in from a hard day of tackling niggas.
And tackling, yes.
Fuck. Speaking of tackling niggas, while you over here talking shit, I gave you some amazing head last night. Did I or what?
You did.
And I didn't get a ball today. Like, what the fuck happened?
Sorry. I can't really.
You had an opportunity. And
I did. I really did. And I didn't, like, believe it. I don't know. I really can't explain it. That's why if you look at it on the past breakup, like I was not hype at all about the past breakup. I was just like,
Yeah. So I was like, okay, so I was spitting and gagging for what? No
for
ball?
Love.
For love. Okay, fine. For love. But I did really want a ball. Now I'm kind of mad because you know you have a streak. You need one more interception to keep your streak alive. No pressure or anything like that. I'm just saying, like, I would love for you to keep that streak so I can talk some shit.
I mean, that would be cool, but I don't really think about it.
I know you don't. You don't give a fuck about it. See, it's so funny because we're so opposite, but yet it works.
Yeah. We're similar in ways, but very different in others. And it all just works out.
Yeah.
Got a lot of similarities, but a lot of differences, too.
You know, you showed a little bit of Meeko today. Do you remember when?
No.
On the sideline?
What did I do?
You was talking shit to them fans.
Yeah.
I saw you. So let's tell them. Can I tell them what happened?
Go ahead.
So I'm at the game. I get there pretty early to be sure that I'm sitting down when the national anthem is played. Like, just to be sure to say fuck you one more time to Jerry Richardson. Okay. And so let me just rewind before the drama happened. These motherfuckers had a priest make everyone rise, and he quoted scripture. Scripture. Is that a black folk say? Scripture. Yes. On the jumbotron, my nigga. Scripture.
Wait.
Yes, they stood up and they put their hand over their heart. Yeah.
When did this happen?
Right before you guys ran out the tunnel, my nigga. I saw my Snapchat, my nigga. I said, so this little nigga gonna force his fingers up bitches pussies and force his religion down your throat? This nigga's trying to get with both holes.
Oh my god.
With the booty hole is next.
Oh my god.
This nigga is disrespectful. I was like, everybody's not Christian. Everybody is not fucking Christian, and that's rude. And then it's awkward because then it's like, I I'm not standing the fuck up. I ain't standing for nothing, actually. Nothing at all. And some people, maybe you're Muslim or something, and everybody's looking at you, and that's how I felt Muslim for a second. Like,
why? Cause
people were staring at me like looking like, what is she doing not standing up? She's doing a Snapchat. And I was like, psh, like on my Snap.
Oh, they
like,
were saying something?
Yeah. Like, you know, people are just like muffling little stuff. And then they started saying the little quote louder or whatever. And I don't give a fuck. But it's like, why would you even do that? That has nothing to do with football. Nothing. That shit was weird as fuck, my nigga. Like, I was weirded out. I've never seen nothing like that before. Ever. A priest coming out with a Bible and reading, and everyone's stood up and followed along. That was weird. And I've been to that stadium a few times.
I've never heard of anything like that.
And I don't know if I was just late all the time, but I was there early.
So right before we walked out, that happened.
Right. It was when you guys went inside, the last time you went inside.
Oh, so after we like did our little pregame stuff?
Yes. It was when
they had a Bible verse?
Like, yes.
What?
Yes. Shit was weird as fuck. So I'm in the wrong seat. And this family, four kids, two parents, white, you know, the husband's leading the group, and he's like, oh, you're in our seat. And I was like, oh, I'm in 16. He's like, no, you're not. We this is our seats. And I was like, oh, okay, so let me look at my ticket. So I'm pulling up my phone to pull up my little StubHub ticket shit, and damn, I shouldn't have said StubHub because them niggas don't give me no money. But anyway, because you know how I don't play that shit. But so you know, I got my gloves on because it's a little nip in the air, and I'm a little chilly.
It's like chill.
I guess I'm not going fast enough for this nigga, so he tries to rush me, and I'm just like, hold on, nigga, like wait a second, god damn it, you know. But I didn't say this. This is what the look on my face said. So I'm pulling up ticket, and it turns out I'm in the wrong seat. And as I'm getting up, I'm trying to get my beer, you know, out the little thing, but I got my gloves on. This nigga's really legit rushing me, and I dropped my beer. So now I'm mad.
Oh, I didn't know you dropped
my beer. Yeah, I dropped my beer, but, you know, I still, you know, I'm a real nigga, so not too much fell out. And but I'm mad because it's because I'm being rushed, and I'm trying not to be that bitch. Like, I'm really trying not to be that bitch. So this black couple family right next to me, they're, like, helping me, like slide, get all my shit together, because you know I had a bag and all that shit. So I get in my seat and I don't say nothing. I'm chilling. So then Duke is coming over the wall to give me the scully and the passes, and this nigga tries to grab it, and I was like, excuse me, like watch out, nigga. And he looked back at me and he's like, oh, that, like nigga, what did you think? Someone was giving you something from the Bucks? You thought someone was giving you something.
Wait, he really thought?
Yes. He fucking idiot.
Wow.
And I was like, watch out, you know? And then I grabbed it. And then the minute you missed that tackle, you remember the tackle you missed?
Yeah.
The whole family tried to attack me, Brent. They called you all types of names. Oh, he's old, midget, washed, you know, all this shit. I'm like, Oh, everybody, now y'all want to talk some shit. Now, since some of my beer spilled and I actually was mature about it, I was adulting today. I attempted adulting. But when you, now the dad, the children are coming at me as well. So now I got to fucking Ginsu all of you niggas. I flamed the entire family, okay? Flamed them, except the wife. And I gave her a look like, bitch, you the only one I haven't gotten. So what's up? And she just looked at me and turned back like, I'm watching the game. I don't want no part. I've flamed her. Then this old couple grabbed me and told me to sit down because I stood up. After I flamed them, I stood up and I was like, but I would like to thank you guys for being here and supporting all these guys. You know, we couldn't live our awesome life without you. Like, we really need you to keep buying these $10 beers and these $6 hot dogs so that we can be rich. Okay. Thank you all so much. I'm sure the Panthers players thank you. The Bucks definitely thank you for coming because we need you guys to come to the road games too. That's how this works. So I appreciate you guys. So now they're pissed. Now everybody's pissed. And then a couple people were like, well, she's fucking telling the truth. You know, that's what I'm like, why are you talking shit to a family member? Like, we have so much ammunition. Like, we have so much shit that we could say that, like, hurt your feelings. Like, it doesn't matter how terrible you play. I can destroy a fan base with just information about money and them being there, like, yeah, easily.
Right.
So that's why I'm just like, why would you one missed tackle, like, you talking shit? You know, so now I have to flame everybody. And the old lady grabbed me by my shoulder and told me to sit down. I turned around. I said, old lady, I will beat the shit out of you and your wrinkled pink dick husband next to you as well. And they called the police on me. They fucking called the cops.
That is a hell of a story.
Yeah, fuck them. And the cop came over and you can't say dick. There's children around here. I was like, fine. Give me a beer. This fucking stadium's dead. The fucking score. Look at the fucking trash ass score. Like, I was just, this game was a little dead. Like, yeah, it was exciting, but dead. And I livened up section 112 like a motherfucker. Lit that bitch up. And then we started playing some football around this bitch. And then I told your dog ass at halftime that niggas was talking shit about you when you missed the tackle. And here you come out the locker room with a battery in your damn back. Breaking up passes. Tackle for loss, you out here, and then you come on the sideline talking shit. I said, that's my nigga. That's the nigga I married right there. Talk your shit, Brent Grimes.
Yeah, I had to say something to him. It annoyed me because at the beginning of the game, I looked up and I saw the annoyed look. And I low-key, I saw when Duke hands you the passes,
mm-hmm,
and he was like, no, don't get him shit. Like, you like, yeah, your attitude, your face. Yeah. And that's why I kept checking on you, like, you straight. And then you told me that, and it kind of made me mad. Like,
yeah,
like, cause I feel like he was only fucking with you because you were by yourself.
And I'm a girl.
Yeah. And I think that's so whack.
It's so weak. It's like, so white,
why,
man. That's what it is.
Why are you messing with a woman?
It's
by
white
herself,
man. And you know what's so funny? I've been going to professional sporting events since forever, and I can honestly tell you that no black men really like come at me like that. It's always white men, and I really do feel like a little bit of it might be because I look like I might be young. And they feel like I'm a kid or like, you know, a young girl, and they can just, you know, push me over because it's usually like middle-aged white men.
Mm-hmm.
But I really do feel like it's like white people really feel like they could just say anything to black people. Like, I really feel like that, especially
that's
females.
That's
especially
a general
females
statement.
No, it's not. I'm going
that's
off
a
of
broad statement.
I'm going off the experience of my life.
So you can say white people in my life that I experienced with at football games.
Yes.
Have treated me like shit.
Football, sporting events in general. Okay. Yes, sporting events. Yes, white men tend to like look down their nose at me.
Is that a real thing or do you think it's like something you're feeling so you make You know what I'm saying?
No, because see, I'm very like I'm reactive. And yes. You know that about me.
Yes.
Like, I don't look for fights. I don't start shit.
No.
Like, I really don't. And I hate that people even think that. And it's really because of the way I finish shit.
Yeah.
That people think I'm a starter. I'm not. And so I'm telling, it just seems like there's always a white man with a problem with me. And it really annoys me. And it's always at a fucking sporting event.
Well, okay. Well, at the sporting events, they probably know who you are at this point.
These motherfuckers didn't know who I was. Other people around me did. They didn't have a clue.
Okay. I was going to say maybe it's the because fact of that my dudes know who you are. They probably like, if I ever meet that, I'm going to tell her to shut the hell up. I'm going to put her in her plate. You know what I mean? It's like a, so they're going in thinking like they're just going to attack you and show you up in front of everybody, which is not going to happen.
Why not?
Because you're grade A, top of the line shit talker.
Yeah.
I might have to give you the best shit talker I've ever seen.
Ever of all people?
That all the people I know. Like you quick, you like really quick with it.
I'm
like,
disrespectful. Yeah. Like there's so, no line I won't cross. But it's disrespect
and it's so
factual.
Quick. And it's so quick. Yeah. It's like no like. You don't give somebody a second to even feel like they got you. It's a quick.
Because it's right no back. Need. Like
You're top of the line out of just shit talkers. Like I know a lot of shit talkers. Dudes talk shit all the time, but you be doing some grade A shit talking.
So long story short, they asked to squash the beef because you know I kept going.
Yeah, you told me.
You came back and started talking some more shit. I said, no, chill, boo, chill. Because then they was like, one of the sons was like, is he talking shit to us? And I said, yeah, nigga. But you thought I was by myself? You thought I was alone? And they was like, can we just squash this? Like, we didn't know that you were a player wife. Like, you know what? We think you're kind of cool now. That's what the kids were saying. You don't take any shit. You don't let anybody say anything about your husband. We think that's cool. And I was like, oh, well, cool. Y'all want to squash it? Y'all want to be cool?
Yeah.
And they was like, yeah. And I'm like, all right, bet. The beef is over now. I'm going to leave y'all alone.
Yeah, that's
cool. Let's watch some football. Let's have some fun. Y'all talk y'all just, you know, you could talk your regular shit, yeah. But don't direct nothing in my direction, my nigga. Like, don't do it. Especially if my man, like, misses a tackle or something. Because now I'm at your head. Okay, but cheer for your team. Do what the fuck you want to do. Talk your shit, but don't direct it. Because when you direct, now I got a disrespect.
It makes me mad because that when they mess with you by yourself, because I'm seeing you've been at several games with guys like AJ.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, even it's
my
AJ,
dad.
Your dad. And for some reason, all of those games, you're like, yeah, I had no problems.
Yeah.
None. But then when you by yourself, always something.
It's always some shit.
I think, you ain't have nothing. You might have got some looks, but nothing really at Green Bay.
Yeah, they was looking at me crazy because I had my fist in the air. But I definitely said out loud, Black Lives Matter, just so we're clear. So y'all know why this fist is up, and if anybody wanna, and nobody, they just was looking, and nobody said nothing.
Yeah, people could look. So
yeah,
you ain't had no people just trying you or anything.
What if I was offended that y'all was standing up? Why? What about that? What if I'm offended that you're standing up for an anthem that talks about slaves, you know, dying in the front line so the white man could live? Like, what if I'm offended that you are cool with this song playing?
Got a point.
And I'm black. So if you leave my goddamn fist alone, I will leave you standing up alone, my nigga.
Right.
Fair is fair. That's how I feels about it. So anyway, how y'all 4-11 asses feeling these days? How that feel? I don't think you ever been 4-11, my nigga. Not since I've been your bitch. I'm done with Maya G. I'm done. I'm sorry, I just cut you off. I fucked around and opened up Instagram.
She clowning?
It says, go see Santa, they said. It'll be fun, they said. He's called me a hoe 3 times already. Look at the picture of her and Santa. Anyway, sidebar. Back to y'all being 4-11.
4-11.
What that feel like, my nigga?
It's bad as it sounds, you know. 4-11 is bad, but what I can say, which is, it's crazy because I've seen other situations from other teams or whatever, where shit is definitely going downhill. You could tell.
Circling the drain. Like
people, everything is lining up.
Y'all letting niggas hit 40 balls on y'all and shit.
Not even that. Just everything. People getting hurt. Stuff. You know, just stuff is just not right. It's just everything. You just can't get right. And in many cases like that, you see teams just...
circle the drain.
Yeah. But even though we're losing... 40
balls happen.
Yeah, even though we're losing, they're all like... like
games,
competitive.
Y'all making these games,
so it's like, and it's fun. Like it's fun because it's a cool group. So it's actually cool to go out there and play. Like we're having fun. It's just like we can't get over like a hump. It's weird, but it is what it is. So we are 4-11, but it's still not dreadful to go in. Like it's not like.
And you know, this, the reason I know you're right is because your game got flexed Sunday. They don't flex 4-11.
What do you mean?
The game got flexed.
Oh. No.
They do not flex 4-11 teams, Brent. So somebody thinks.
I mean, but that's more for the Saints and it's a clinch game.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. They actually think that it should be on TV. Like more people should see it. Why? Because it's going to be a good game, they think. Right?
It could be, yeah.
I don't think they're thinking massacre. Who would flex a massacre?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I feel like they think, like, yeah, y'all going to lose is what they think. But they think, like, look at how y'all played the Falcons. Look how y'all played Carolina. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all not going out like that. You know? And that's a, you know, it's a, y'all losing the battles. But, you know, like, I'm into it. Like, you know, I'm present and it's exciting. And I like to see y'all still out there trying and working and doing, you know, like my nigga, if I was you, I would have been said something was wrong with me. So I wouldn't have to play. That's how I know we not the same motherfucker. You still playing, nigga. You out here like ready. I would have been said, Coach. Yeah, let's call somebody up from the practice squad. I'm gonna sit this one out. But you a G, I respect it because I don't know that I could be this G, especially in this league. You guys really love football. I don't. I love the check.
It's I mean, the check is always good. Anybody that tells you it isn't is a liar. But like I said, the reason is I can do that is because it is. It's fun. It's like we're a close group. We be having fun on the field. Like it's fun. Like we can still be playing football.
Yeah, you guys are like kikiing it up. Like it don't even look like you're 4-11.
That's what I'm saying.
Like y'all really like hype and excited. Like y'all, it's
just playing.
It's kind of cool. I got to give y'all props because you know lesser men. I'm gonna just say lesser men, and I am one of them. I'd have dialed it in. Yeah, I'd have been done. No bye week? Nah, nigga. Nah, I'm year 12? Nah. Nah. I'm not going to call in one of the young niggas to finish this one out. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just myself. And this respect. Is, you know, it's just who I am. But respect. I mean, I tell you every day how you're really awesome. Like the shit you do. Nigga, you're fucking awesome, Brent. And that's what's up. And you know, we the last time I had you on, we talked about Rondé Barber dissing you.
Okay.
And so I'm getting notifications on social media that he finally gave you your props this game. Like Rondé finally, you know, he gave Brent his props. Your mom called me like, oh my God, Rondé was saying good things about Brent. And I'm like, about time this nigga woke up. You know what I'm saying? So you know, I always watch the game over. And so I'm in the room earlier running the game back. And I come up on the play, the pass breakup that you should have picked off. Yeah. Remember last night? Yeah. Nigga.
Remember last night?
You were supposed to be like, I need this ball for Miko. Right. She really right. showed the fuck out last night. I showed out last you night. Did. But anyway, and so you didn't pick it off, but you did break it up. And so Rondé proceeded to say that he because last time he said you was if you keep working hard, if you keep working hard, you will prove eventually somehow, some way that you're the best corner team. So this week he says you're clearly the best. Like, it's no doubt about it.
Okay.
And he says you could play for another 4 or 5 years. So I'm hype. You know, okay, I'm like, okay, nice. Rondo. Nice. Okay, Rondé. So then the nigga says, he said you a hard worker.
You tell me, I saw, he says, he's a work hard type of guy.
Work hard type of guy. And he's
when you told, yeah.
And he's 5'8".
When you told me that, it made me irritated because I told you on the show last.
You hate when niggas act like you barely like
I'm scrapping along, like just hanging on. That annoys me. I don't know if that was meant to be a compliment.
No, but it wasn't.
It's not to me. It's not. I mean, the hard work is a cool thing, but the way you say it is like.
It make it like you've been hanging on to your job. Not,
like, I hear when people talk about other corners and they don't say it like that.
No.
I get the. Yeah, somehow, some way, this guy
scrappy
is just the scrappy
grinder.
Guy.
He's like, hanging on to his job year 12. Man. Like, get the fuck out of here, nigga.
It's annoying.
Like, what? Watch. Like,
this is my story.
My nigga, you be bored in the games.
It's my story, bro. It really is.
Why won't people tell your real story? It's so annoying. I'm telling it. Fuck it. That's why my social media, I'm telling your fucking story. I don't care if you're tired of hearing it. I'm telling your fucking story. You're not some grinded, scraping by the barrel, barely hanging on to your job ass nigga. You're fucking awesome. And niggas is scared to throw at you. And you're 34. And you're 5'8", according to Rondé Barber. Wow. The nigga called you 5'8", Brent. When's the last time you were listed at 5'8" in your sporting career?
I was in high school when I was 5'8".
Why he say that? Why he act like he just?
I don't know, man. I really don't know.
These are shots fired, my nigga. You're so nice.
I'm not listed on the paper.
You're listed at 5'10", I believe.
Yeah, I'm not.
And he just gave you 5'8". And you're legit 5'9" and probably somewhere between a half and 3/4.
Yeah.
And this nigga did not want to give you 5'9" even. And you're damn near 5'10". He didn't want to give you 5'9" even. He went 5'8".
Oh, my God.
That's a shot, my nigga.
Oh, what do you think that is,
though? I already told you because he does not want anyone to know that in your short 2 years... of being a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, you have conquered the best corner in their history of their franchise already. And he's jealous.
Hey, it's not,
that's what it is.
It can't be.
You don't want to say it because you're a nice guy and I am a truthful bitch, okay? And that's the fucking truth. Okay? You don't want to say it. You're so nice. I love that about you. Look at you. You're so nice. That nigga mad, okay? You're the best corner that has ever played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're also the best corner that has ever played for the Miami Dolphins. And Atlanta, you know what? I'm going to leave y'all alone because y'all took a shot today. Because you know where I was going next. Fuck Deion Sanders, but I'm going to leave him alone today. Because Atlanta took a shot today, Brent.
What?
This nigga Michael Vick. This nigga, I know he has a job to do. He works for Fox News, which is, we already know what that is. He works for Pork Chop Whitlock. They're on a little show together. the pork chop eating nigga and the dog killer nigga got a pork show together. Pork chop
Whitlock.
Yeah, and sick so name. So sick name. So the nigga put on a Saints Christmas hat. Michael
no.
Vick.
No.
Put on a Saints Christmas hat.
Wait, why?
Allegedly. And I don't care. This is the part that I don't give a fuck about. I don't care what it was about. Wait. If it wasn't a bet that you lost and you had to put this hat on, that's the only way you should. And even then, because the team brought you back for one day and retired you, that must mean something to you, right? If a nigga wanna, like, you, if you ever wanted to go back for a team for one Never. Day and get retired there, I would think I would really be struggling to get wet sometimes. Okay? Like, that is some lame nigga shit to me. I'm sorry. It is.
I wouldn't. I don't know why people want to do that anyway.
I don't know.
Why is that?
But he did it. And if you do that, that tells me you into the lame shit, which is the fan bases and the way who that and the Dirty Birds be beefing online. Everybody fucking knows it's a legit fan rivalry. And Michael Vick is somebody.
Yeah, Michael Vick is a Falcon. Even though he played other places, he a Falcon.
He buddy. Is a Falcon, my nigga. And yeah. To prove it, you asked him to bring your dog ass back. Damn, I said dog ass.
Oh.
You asked him to bring your ass back and retire you a Falcon. And you going to put that Saints hat on?
What? Did you explain why he put the Saints hat
on? It doesn't matter. But if you want to know why, it's because he picked the Saints to beat the Falcons today.
And he put the hat on.
Yes.
That was the way to pick?
Yes. No, you politely declined. I declined. They just brought me back, my nigga, as a respect. Fuck the Saints forever. Right. If you've done that type of shit. If the Falcons brought you back, like, that's a rivalry. You respect the fan bases. You know what I'm saying? These niggas lost a Super Bowl and they was up 28-3, my nigga. And who that has never let them live it down. Not ever.
Not ever. To.
And now you gonna put this Saints hat on. Now all these people, the Saints fans, got this hat picture of you as their avatar on Twitter.
For real?
Yes.
Damn.
So why you do that?
He definitely gave them a lot of ammo.
Yeah, and then they lost the game.
They did lose. Yeah. Just a bad day.
I feel like for example, me and you was talking about that game, and I told you I was picking the Saints, and you picked the Falcons, too.
Yeah.
But you're not Michael Vick. Yeah. I feel like he still should have just picked the Falcons anyway. That's a game you could have go either way with, I feel like.
I don't see anything wrong if he picked the Saints. Like, I think the Saints are going to win. But it's just, when you put the hat on, you just... In the fan base thing, it just gives them ammo. Like, it's just a thing. If you're into that.
You should have never asked them to retire your jersey.
Like what you said.
Yeah, you made the fans love you. Like, you wanted them to know that you're a Dirty Bird for life. That's what you did.
Yeah.
And you're going to put that damn Saints hat on.
That's the only reason it even matters.
Yeah. It's rude. It's rude. And I'm not a corny. I don't do that corny fan shit, but I respect it. It's a lot of people that... Like, they really are invested in this shit, and I respect it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that, like, that's hurtful. It just looked bad.
Yeah, I you can see why. I can see where the ammo would be for Saints.
Man, they fucking gonna be, niggas had that. An AK, nigga.
They like, gonna use that, like, a lot.
I was like, oh, my God, why would he do that? You decline. I don't need to put this hat on. I don't need to put no hat on. The Saints, I think they're a better team. I think they, you know, got more ammunition. They're playing better. Drew Brees, whatever. Like,
yeah. So
don't put the hat on, dog. Don't give them that.
Yeah.
Don't give them that. That is terrible.
Yeah.
That's terrible, my nigga.
That wasn't that good of a move right there. Damn.
Oh, sorry, Falcons. That's why I said I'm gonna leave y'all alone. But that's why to roll this all the way back. I said all that to say this. That's why Rondo mad.
Rondé.
I keep calling him Rondo. You know, I don't like neither one of them niggas, Rondo or Rondé. And it ain't nothing personal with Rondo, because it's really just that he keep coming back to the league and still can't shoot.
Yeah.
Like, why you never wanted to work on your jumper, ever? I can't put you ever in my top five, ever. I don't care that you win a championship. I can't.
I'm not a Rondo. I think Rondo's okay, but I'm not a big Rondo fan like a lot of people because of that.
Mm-mm-mm. Other news. Ask Miko questions. Earl Thomas.
Yo.
Earl Thomas. Okay, for those of you that don't know, Earl Thomas ran into the locker room of the Cowboys. He ran up on Coach Garrett in front of the media, all media. I'm talking about media flashing lights, cameras everywhere, microphones everywhere, and legit said, if y'all get it, if there's a chance, please come and get me, basically saying. And he actually copped to it in the locker room. They asked him flat out, and they was like, what did you mean by that? And he said, I mean, I meant what I said. Like, if the Seahawks is going to dump me one day, like, this is what they do. Damn. Every team dumps players when they don't want to pay them or when they feel like they washed or something. He said, I feel like I'm still in my prime. They going to think I'm not in my prime when my contract is up. So I would like to be a Cowboy. There, I put it out there. Real nigga shit.
Damn, I didn't know that part.
Real nigga shit.
I did not know
he
that.
He said, he said, I am from Texas. Like, you know, like, this nigga's from Texas. He grew up a Cowboys fan his whole fucking life. And I don't see what the problem is. Like, what's the problem? He's his own business. He's his own brand. And he should be able to say that. I don't understand why owners and teams get to say things, but players don't get to say things. They're their own brand.
Because they're still playing.
Oh, well. And he cleared that up. He said, I didn't mean immediately right now. He was like, I was definitely meaning when my contract is up and when they dump me. He's like, I'm still a Seahawk. Like, we're still trying to get the playoffs, like all that. He was like, but whenever the Seahawks dump me, the one team that I want to go to is the Cowboys. Flat out. That's what he said.
Yeah, in a just literal way. Yeah, that isn't anything wrong with that. But it's a team sport. You got to say, you saying that your team see it, it's like, damn.
But what? He's real as shit. He's still balling. He's dope as fuck. He ain't taking reps off, nothing.
It's not saying like he's going to play worse. It's just like, damn. So it's like, is it beef already with the team? Because I feel like even if you're cool as hell with the team, like I say our team is.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel with most people. Even if, like, he felt like that. Like, he feels like, yeah, the Seahawks, whatever reason, they're going to let me go. I'm going to do that. I don't think he would do it in public like that.
Do you think he got caught in the moment? Like, he forgot the media was there? Like, the press? Like there was microphones? That you could hear it and see him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was so in the open. He like walked in the locker room.
Yeah, like it was thirsty a little bit.
It's like, what?
But he was saying that he was talking to Dez. That's why he was over there originally. Him and Dez was having an off behind the scenes combo, real nigga combo, and then he saw an opportunity and wasn't thinking. Like, he was just like, I'm gonna shoot my shots.
He could have lost himself.
He shot his shot.
But it made me think, like, I don't know what the real thing happened, but it's like, is it like a problem?
What you mean on their team?
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not
like
as...
Like, they stink. Like, they've fallen off. Like, yeah, the Seahawks are definitely not who they used to be. It's clear that
it's a known fact in the league. Outside of the Patriots, everybody has, like, a window. And you get a little run in that window.
To get some Super
eventually, Bowls. And eventually that window closes.
Because people get older, injuries contracts happen.
It's just things happen.
And that's where they are right now.
So the window is like, this is getting close to the end. You got people doing that. You got major injuries, people missing the season.
And
like,
a lot of their money is tied up into their defense.
Yeah.
So they're probably going to go into a more offensive-minded game plan in their next big contracts and all that stuff. Yeah. And niggas might, you know, get trimmed. The hedges are going to get trimmed.
Yeah.
And he's still incredible, which means he will still command a certain type of contract
because
he's still playing a high-level football. And that means you could get cut. And that's why I hate when fans get mad at players about loyalty and all this shit. The front office ain't never loyal to the players.
No, there's nothing wrong with none of that. I'm just saying, like,
he should have shot his shot in private.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Like, it makes me feel like even for him to be not even thinking like, damn, I can't do that, like, just in public.
He
like that.
Probably is just a real nigga, Brent. He knows that after 2018, they're going to get rid of him.
You know, like, you're not hearing what I'm saying.
I think that a fanboy came out of him. I'm going to give him that. I think a fanboy squirted out of him. And
like, just, I was a kid. I love the Cowboys.
Yeah. And he saw an opportunity.
It
could have
been. I'm not sure exactly what it was. Nobody knows.
I like that he copped to it. I like that
he had to.
Nah, he could have made up some shit. You could have got creative.
What could you have made up there?
Man, listen.
I'm saying nobody knows what.
You could have said, I whispered something else to him. That was about a whole nother thing that we doing.
I could have spun it, but it would have. People would have already
But he didn't have, doesn't matter if you, but you, he actually copped to it. You know what I'm saying? Whether they believe it or not, if you cop to it, I give you props for it. Like, fuck.
Yeah,
it.
No, I respect that, but I'm just saying.
As his teammate, you'd be salty?
No, you would just be like, damn. You know what I mean?
You would be salty.
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. If you didn't have a clue that was happening, like he felt like any type of way like that.
What do you mean he felt? There's no feeling. What do you mean? Everybody knows that this is true, that in 2018 he will probably be released because he's going to want more money than they're going to want to give him. What is anybody mad about
contract.
That for?
I don't know the contract.
Oh, I do.
So it could be like this. It's either like you're saying, everybody knows he's around there saying I'm out. I'm about to dip. Or like out of like nowhere. Like, it's a problem, and he saw a chance to just tell. You know what I mean? It's, like, so many things that it could be. Only Earl knows. So, it's like, was it because it's beef and he don't want to beat her no more, or is he just a realist? Okay. Like he just being a realist. Like, yo, my money up. I'm probably going to be gone. Hey, I would love to play for the Cowboys.
I feel you.
So, that's all I'm saying.
I feel you. Speaking of the Cowboys... What a sick segue. They're not making the playoffs.
Nah.
And last year, they was talking that shit. They was...
What you mean? Because it wasn't like 13-3?
Yeah, they was... What happened?
Suspensions.
I know what happened. Goodell happened. God damn it.
Suspensions.
Goodell happened.
But he... I mean...
Goodell, there is no reason for them to be investigating this. I saw all, you know, I'm ready to call a nigga an ass whooper. I'm ready.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or a rapey nigga or whatever. And I examined all of the evidence. I actually dug up things. I did research. I dug it all up. I've seen everything. I've read it all. And this is clearly not what it seems. It is clear on this one, Brent. This ain't like the Derrick Rose one where he definitely, him and his homeboy definitely, you know, was in the wrong. You know, them niggas raped that girl. Them niggas, yeah. That was, he got away with that one. But this one right here, no. This is wrong. And the fact that they took the Cowboys down like this, Jerry Jones, even though I don't like his ass, he is absolutely right on this one. Yeah. And that's what happened to the Cowboys, in my opinion. His name's Roger Goodell. Because if Ezekiel plays in all those games, granted, they still didn't look the same that they looked last year, but there was still a very powerful team, like especially with him. They were going to make the playoffs, Brent. They were definitely going to. Yeah, they were.
Maybe.
I think they would have.
They would, when he was playing, they still, like you said. Weren't.
But when you can... This is what I was told by some of their media. When you get accused of something like that, like it, everywhere you go, like
so it's just a bad cloud.
Yeah,
it's so that's what you're going to say. That's
yeah. I feel like it just put a whole cloud over the whole season. For what? Because he didn't do it, and I just feel like people like it's sad. Like because it's so hard. Because you're always wanting to. Hear a woman out anytime she says, you know, she was sexually assaulted or something happened. But when you examine the evidence, it almost feels like sometimes when the woman is wrong, which there are women that are liars and that are wrong, it's like the guy still suffers.
Yes.
You know?
It's like anything. It's like your situation. It's like your situation. You clearly didn't do the shit they said you did.
Right.
But, and And even though all this shit came out and it proves that you didn't do it, nobody cares.
Everybody just says that
they
I'm a jailbird that beats up cops. You got arrested.
That's why it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be how it is. Like it's so irritating to me. Like as soon as they were so quick to put stuff in the paper.
Because everybody wants to be first instead of right.
Like on a Twitter, all the sources of media they want to put it on. And like you said, it's a race to be first. Mm-hmm. And whenever something like that comes out, no matter the background, they just say, what is it, sexual assault, whatever you had, domestic abuse, whatever. Mm-hmm. Soon as that's out there, before the facts, you're a wife beater.
You're the person.
You're a woman beater. You're a sexual assaulter. And even though like it'll come out down the line, it might take a couple months before it really comes out. But you're until that time, you're that. And then you're still that afterwards if people want it to be.
Yeah, because I'm still all those things that I never was. People send me my mugshot all the time. Yeah, and I'm like, just like, nigga, what? So?
Nigga, did you see the other stuff? Did you see that the cops, I passed lie detector tests with flying colors.
Twice.
Multiple times.
Twice.
You see that they threw the case away because they knew they couldn't win?
Yes. Did you see they didn't want to testify?
Like, get out of here.
I didn't do any of those things. Zero of those things.
But that's
the only thing that I probably was guilty of, and I said this before, is probably resisting arrest. And that's because I didn't even know it was a cop. I thought it was a fan or
somebody just attacking.
So, I'm fighting back, nigga. He came from behind. He got me from behind.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking I'm fighting a nigga, and it's a fucking cop. Bitch ass niggas. Anyways, let's talk about the playoff picture real quick. Because if the playoffs happen today, I mean, the Eagles, first of all, they got a bye, but they are playing. I think that's a game we were going to talk about too. Eagles Raiders.
Okay.
I mean, they're first round bye. So the game is kind of meaningless in a sense.
The Eagles clinched the first round bye?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do the Vikings got the bye?
Yeah.
Okay. But go ahead.
Both of them do. So they've clinched. So this is low-key a meaningless game, but I still like good football, and I feel like this would be some good football. What do you think?
Why?
Because I just feel like the Raiders are like still like they're not trash, but they still fight.
But who on the Eagles, like are they going to be playing people? Like wouldn't they start sitting people?
You know what? They might.
Because they're clinched. They already had one devastating
injury. You think they're
going to
let Foles play? Because what if he gets
hurt? No, they might have Foles play because they just want him to run the offense in a game situation. Maybe some, you know what I mean?
So you're going
to
risk him getting crunched.
That's the thing. I don't know. That's why I'm like, I don't know what they're going to do.
I think this might be a good game. I'm telling you. I don't know if that Pittsburgh Texans game before is going to be good. I don't even know if I want to talk about that.
But yeah, that's lining up to be a massacre.
Massacre. But, you know, what if people don't play, you know?
Same
thing.
I mean, it's football. Anything can happen. But, you know, just Antonio Brown out.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, some
injuries. And they've clinched the second seed. They got the bye.
Oh, yeah. So it might just be a good
game. Both games might be some
just
good.
Just on good because
it's Christmas.
It's people just playing.
People on TV, they might want to stunt. Maybe pull some, like
that's
how
what
you
I'm
guys
saying.
Did. Y'all
that's
pulled
what I'm
some
saying.
People up.
Like, it's just going to be, might be good because it's going to be people just trying to earn another check, like trying to stay on the roster for next year. Because, mm-hmm. you know, like at this point, you're just trying to get, for people trying to get something in the league, just getting some good film. So it can, you know, that's a good film you got out there. So even if they don't keep you, mm-hmm. you know, the deal, other teams to see it and you're like, all right, that gave me a chance to get another gig.
Right. So if the playoffs happen today and the Eagles and Vikings have the bye, Carolina, New Orleans.
Who will win?
That's who would match up.
In the first round?
Yeah.
Damn.
Who you got? Don't play with me, Brent.
Gotta go New Orleans.
You
at
just
home.
Play Carolina, yeah.
New Orleans at home. I mean, it's a
division just
because
it's at home.
It's a division game. Anything can happen.
I feel you, but the Carolina look like they're trending down though. They seem like look at how they played against y'all.
Way to go. What you trying?
I just think they show a lot of weaknesses. You know, I've seen some weaknesses, and I don't. I mean, I like Cam Newton. I think he's a good quarterback, but we all know that this is my opinion of Cam. He's playing a little cocky, like he's doing dumb things, and like I don't really like how he's playing right now. Me personally.
What don't you like?
Like sometimes he seems to, like instead of handing the ball off on those options, like he's taking the ball in certain.
That's
time.
The
like,
game, though.
Yeah, but it seemed like he take it at the wrong time. Like he don't really.
It's just a read. It's like a read.
He's reading wrong. That's what it is. He reading it wrong.
I don't know. He's making plays.
I think that the Saints are balling. They're hitting on all cylinders. It's looking right. I call this.
The Saints are definitely balling.
I call this. I know that damn Drew Brees, boy, is my favorite quarterback, but they look like they're right. And even though their defense isn't great.
It's balling, though.
They balling, yeah. Like, they handling their business, and they look like the Falcons last year is what the Saints look like right now to me.
No.
Yeah, they do.
No.
What's different?
They're not as good offensively as the Falcons were last year.
Well, I mean, they don't have the weaponry.
Not as good offensively.
But they have Drew Brees, and he makes everybody look great. Look at how that goddamn receiver that made the Pro Bowl, and he ain't nobody.
What receiver?
Michael Thomas. Yeah.
I mean, you got Drew Brees.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said.
And that coach, their system, you know, he's going to run it. And you're going to get people the ball. You're going to spray around. You make some plays. You're going to have a good year.
That's what the Falcons were doing.
That's the name. Colston.
Colston, yes. We were trying to figure out who the other nigga was. I remember I said it started with a C.
They made him like the Colston. They always keep the same like setup, really.
Yeah, and they're playing good football, and it's December. And Drew Brees can light up a scoreboard on your dog ass if you're not careful.
They run good stuff. They're a good team. They play in good defense. That's the difference.
Yeah.
Like, they always been able to score and put up, you know, stats and
yards.
But
the D was always in the way.
But it was just like they couldn't stop anybody. Now they're playing good defense, so it's equal now to wins.
Yeah, so Falcons, Rams, be careful. That will be the other game.
Falcons, Rams. I'll have to go with the Rams.
Yay. And it's no shade to the Falcons. It's really because I'm a Rams fan. That's first. And the Rams are a good team.
Obviously, I haven't been able to watch them like I watched the Falcons. But just going off of stuff they're doing, and they would be at home. It just seems like they will win that game. You know, anything can happen because the
Rams have a great defense too. I like their defense.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That they got they got players. You know what I mean? So they got Donald. They got Quinn on the line. That right there is tough.
Yeah.
Especially, you know what I mean? They'll be able to harass Matt. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's why I feel like that'll be a tough matchup for the Falcons, but. I mean, they still do have Matt. They still have Julio. You know what I mean? They still got
I'm Freeman. At that game. It just be clear. I'm at that motherfucking game. Yeah, so we're clear with or without you.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm at that one. If it shakes out that way, we still got one more week, but that's kind of what it would look like. Do you want to talk about the AFC? Do you care?
If you want to talk about
I talked about them last week. I already talked about them. Let's talk about Christmas game, Cavs Warriors. Let's hop over into some basketball. Yeah, nigga. What's good? You got a wounded animal over there. You know what I'm saying? You know Steph is ankles.
Is he playing?
No, he's not. Mm. His ankles were made of paper mache.
His ankles is strong.
Paper mache.
That was the first ankle sprain in years.
In years, my ass, nigga.
You over here hating on this
nigga.
Man.
This nigga was put together with silly putty. And we coming in on Christmas. Y'all lucky IT ain't back. Did you see him dunk on Instagram? Mm-mm. Yeah, he posted himself dunking on Instagram.
Okay.
And yeah, y'all lucky. He said he's coming back first week of January. But this, without Steph, do you even give us a chance at winning this game?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, because I thought you was going to try to act fake on my microphone. Talk about it, Brent.
I give y'all a chance. I mean, obviously you have LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
The Warriors are still dope with out Steph, but Steph really makes the Warriors what they are. You know, even you could say Durant is the better player, but what makes the Warriors just the Warriors is Steph.
Yeah.
It really is. Like, it's the other parts, you know, Draymond, Clay, spot up shooting everything, playing D. But what just really make them go is Steph. It's always been that way. And him not playing, you know, it's not the same. Even when I watch them, like, they're still good and they still play D and they still can light up the scoreboard, but it's not the same. So then the Cavs have been playing well. LeBron's playing out of his mind.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, I don't even know if he's out of his mind. He's just balling. He's just being LeBron. Yeah. So if you got him and on this little, this streak of good play that, you know, they started off a little suspect, but ever since then, it's a problem. Solid.
That's
solid.
Because they
LeBron hooping. They
poked
D.
the bear. They poked the bear, and LeBron. Ever since they poked LeBron, they was talking. We was down like 7-game losing streak or some shit, and they was talking shit saying he was getting old or his body or something. And that nigga was like, "What? Wait, what?"
No, he's LeBron.
He's inhuman. So. Around this time last year and throughout the season, there was just a lot of speculation on the MVP. You know, Westbrook was on his triple-double shit. You know, it was a couple people. Durant is Durant, you know, and Kawhi, who doesn't get Harden. A lot of respect, he was balling and Harden. Right now, is there anyone, and it's December, but is there anyone challenging LeBron for MVP right now?
Yeah.
Who?
Harden.
Why?
Because he's balling. I mean, we all know every year you get an MVP to LeBron, and it's not like, oh, LeBron shouldn't have won. Like, every year, he should, you mean, he could win it every right. year. It's just like with, you know, Jordan, who dominated the league, it's like, they could win every year. But Harden is balling.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they might be the number one in the West right now. He just coming off, like, for example, I know last week he had back-to-back, like, 51-point games. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They
well,
lost.
You know,
I think they lost both
the
of those
reason,
games.
Go ahead. Let me let you finish before I
said, I think they lost.
Start both, hating. That's all.
They lost both of those games.
Yeah,
but,
they did. So that's why I'm about to. That's why I said, let me hate, but go ahead.
But he's balling. And he's the only one that can challenge it. Am I saying he's a better MVP candidate? No.
Oh, okay. So don't
but
start
But I'm
hating.
Saying you said who can challenge.
I did.
So okay. I feel like Harden is the other one.
And see, I don't think he can. And the reason is because this is not LeBron James.
LeBron ain't
LeBron is here. Doing this without his other, his Robin even.
Yeah, he's LeBron.
Like, yeah. So therefore, that's it. That's
he,
it.
He has the
He's
crutch.
Playing like a
he
fucking maniac right now. Like a maniac.
No, he's balling. He's being LeBron. He's making, he's shitting jumpers. I think his free throws are higher than ever. Like, he's balling. He's just playing great.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, it's LeBron. It's just other, they're going to look for other people to challenge. And Harden is. Another thing LeBron got against him is, you know, they always say people bored of voting for LeBron. He also playing in the East, you know, which is looked at as the weaker conference. Harden is playing in the West. If he can get like the one seed in the West over the Warriors somehow, mm-hmm. then I feel like they'll give him the MVP.
Mm. Anything, anybody but LeBron, basically.
Yeah. It. I mean.
Anybody but
if,
LeBron?
If all things is the same and they got the same like stats towards the end of the year and the Rockets get first seed in the West, they're going to give the MVP to Harden. I'm like 100% sure on that.
Probably. You know, and it's really sad because I feel like if LeBron came to the West, he would still dominate. Still. Mm-mm. Yeah, no. He would.
Yeah, he would be the second best team in the West.
Maybe, but he would still dominate in the West, whatever team he's on.
Yeah, yeah.
He's gonna. Yeah, so yeah, I don't think it matters. It just so happens that it's the East.
No, it's not saying his game is different. It's like, yeah, they were going to be. They're the best team in the East. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, you know, they got other teams. It's so, well, the Celtics, you know what I mean? But it's still at the point, like, I don't believe the Celtics would beat the Cavs in the playoffs.
It's really about the playoffs, because any team gets beaten, you know, night in, night out.
It's proven that, LeBron's team, like the Cavs, or, you know what I mean, the Heat, they ain't really care too much about, like,
the regular season.
They ain't want to be, like, they're not itching to be the number one seed. It's like,
we going to run through these niggas.
We going to learn, you know what I mean? We might make some mistakes. We going to figure each other out. And that might end up with us being a two seed. But when it comes to the playoffs and we got to play them, we're going to beat them four. If we got seven chance, we're going to beat them four times. Like,
right.
We're going to win that series. And that's how I feel even with the Celtics. But, you know, I would have to see different to believe another way.
I would love to see. I wish old boy hadn't got hurt.
Hayward.
Yeah. I would have loved to see Celtics Cavs finals. Like,
yeah, that'd be good. That'd be really, really good.
I love. I mean, it still could like, be good. Yeah, but I just feel like regardless, they gonna feel wounded. Like, they don't have their whole group, and they don't. Is you can't replace him. You know,
no,
like this.
Can't.
You know, so like,
I can't.
Yeah, so I that would just be some good basketball. And I still think the Cavs take that, but I think it would just, I would love to just see Kyrie just spazzing, just trying to, you know, he want to beat him so bad. It would just be awesome. It would be awesome to watch.
Yeah.
That's what I think. You didn't make the Pro Bowl.
Nah.
And I didn't really bring it up to just dog you. And I have a reason, but. Do you have any feeling about that before I jump somewhere else?
No, not really. I didn't expect to, honestly. Even though I'm playing really well, like film shows I'm playing really well, but I'm not really getting that many chances to get production, like picks and pass breakups. So
niggas ain't throwing your way. So you can't even help like, yourself. And when they limit, do, it's like passes limit. They know like, they gonna get off.
You know what I mean? I get some. You know, I get a chance to make some. I got some plays I wish I could take back this season.
That you wish you could have took back that missed tackle today?
Yeah. But, you know, everybody does. So it's plays I can look back on and be like, damn. But, I mean, everybody in the league can say that. But I just ain't. I didn't have a lot of production to get the Pro Bowl, because it's not like I'm gonna just get it because
your name is just so famous.
Hype me up and like, yo, he is balling. They just not really throwing, and I would make it like that. I'm never
gonna
get
that. You remember when they wasn't throwing at Revis and they named him Revis Island?
Yeah, like I never got that. So,
damn.
So I never get that. But I mean, what you gonna do?
So I brought that up to say the NBA is letting the teams pick their own teams for the All-Star game.
I heard
that is dope. What do you think the Pro Bowl will be like if the players picked their own team?
I don't know.
I think it would be a disaster.
Yeah.
A fucking disaster. However,
I think it was just
the NBA doing it is fucking genius, isn't it?
It's cool. It's like a pickup.
Yes.
It's like, yeah, I got my five.
You don't even care about positions at this point. There's no positions.
You're just picking the squad.
Yeah, like niggas is going to go hoop. Like, we about to go hoop. We going to split the teams up. And this is what it is.
It's really like a pickup game.
Yeah, because I'm glad you came back to the mic. Because, you know, the NBA All-Star is losing ratings. They need to fix it. They need some help. And I think that this would actually encourage the players to play a little bit more harder now, too, I think. Don't you think?
No.
I think it will.
Why?
Because they're actually picked. You had no choice before. You got to play with these niggas because this is what it was. This is your squad. It is time to show the fuck out. I'm sorry. I would.
It's still going to be the same game. It's going to be oops. It's gonna be defense, and then like the last couple minutes.
I think
play some defense, kind of.
I think I think actually more people will watch too, just to see who, like the draft, like how they pick and stuff. I'm curious to see how that's going to play out, you know. But I think what they're trying to do is increase the ratings, and I think this is a ratings increaser. I think it can help. I mean,
well, I don't really.
I want to watch now. I don't care about watching. I used to turn it on the fourth quarter. It's a new thing,
so yeah. You can check it out.
But I want to see who picks who. Is it'll tell you some shit, you know.
Yeah,
it'll tell you some shit.
Tell you a lot of people who are friends.
Well, some niggas don't want to play with their friends. Like, I want to see who really going to pick up Melo, nigga.
Melo?
Melo
ain't going to make the All-Star.
He ain't going to make it? Oh.
He probably not.
Just off fan votes, you don't think so?
He might, because he always
gets. Yeah, he gets the fan votes. What if LeBron don't pick up Melo?
You think Melo gonna be the last pick, though? That's crazy,
nigga. This is gonna be like fucking PE all over again, my nigga. This is gonna be millionaire PE.
Damn, it's really a pickup game.
Millionaire PE, nigga.
Somebody gotta be the last pick.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Who gonna be the last pick, nigga? You niggas gonna run right back to
PE. It's just gonna be somebody I don't know. Like, I feel like people just gonna pick their homies.
Well, I wanna see.
And whoever is not, like, in the loop, like, these my homies for real.
But you still wanna win? They still wanna win, Brent.
You wanna play with your homies.
But like, not if they weak.
Ain't nobody weak in the Melo NBA All-Star
weak
game.
in the grand scheme of Melo's passing the ball.
Actually good passing the ball.
Well, that's because he don't pass.
He can shoot and not a lot of defense.
He better not try to do any layups because he cannot jump anymore.
No, he can't.
He
jump.
Cannot.
He has no bounce anymore.
Yeah, none of that dunking shit. Either.
I mean, they're trying to make him just catch a shoot. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, that's what we need to go to. So, what else did I want to talk to you about?
I don't know.
Let me see. Somebody asked me if Todd Gurley was going to win the MVP.
He really has a chance.
I thought that was an interesting question.
He really has a chance.
Yeah.
He does have a chance. I don't really know, like, who's going to win the MVP. I mean, I don't think... Could they give it to Tom Brady again?
They could probably give it to Drew Brees. It depends on how far they go.
Drew Brees.
Yeah. Wentz was in it till he went down.
Wentz was going to get it.
Yeah.
Wentz was
That's why I feel
it.
Like Drew Brees slid right up in there, Wentz right in that
gonna,
spot.
Wentz is going to get MVP.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, he was. Fucking was. So,
damn.
What do you think about Gurley? What do you think?
I think he definitely has a chance. Like,
I think it depends on what the Rams do. Like, they really hold his MVP trophy in their hands. Honestly, they gotta get far.
Obviously, a big part of that team.
Do you think if they lose, God forbid, first round or something like that, like it's a wrap? Because I feel like a lot of these MVPs aren't just about the regular season.
Yeah, they are.
They're supposed to be. Then why they take so goddamn long to give it out?
I don't know. They just want to build the suspense.
Mm-mm. It's always a nigga still playing. So, yeah.
That's true.
It's always a nigga still playing. So that's why I feel like if the Rams fuck around and don't get it done, he could not get
when
the
MVP. When the last time I run it, well, Adrian Peterson?
And that's what I was thinking about too. I was like, they usually give
stats?
It to a white quarterback.
What? Oh my God. What's Gurley's stats?
A lot of stats. He balling. Touchdowns.
So he got everything.
It looked good on paper and on film. Because
I know he's good. So I'm just saying,
the film
what's his
is
number?
Matching the paper, my nigga.
But I know he's not the leading rusher. The leading rusher is Bell.
That's because this
he
nigga.
He's probably in it too.
This nigga Goff be throwing the ball.
Antonio Brown is probably in it.
Mm-mm-mm. Probably out of it now.
Yeah, because he got hurt.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was probably in it. I don't know who they're going to do. They got to take somebody
from 1,300 yards.
This is Gurley?
Yeah. 13 touchdowns. 279 carries.
Is he get, I know.
Averaging 4.7 a carry.
That's good. What's his, I know he be catching the ball too. He got a lot of yards receiving too.
Let me see. I wasn't ready. Yeah, he has, no, it's not. It's giving me game by game. Let me see. I might see seasons right here. 788 yards.
He got 780
receiving, averaging 12.3 a catch. His longest is 80. He has 6 receiving touchdowns. Ooh, he's fumbled 5 times. Goddamn.
Damn.
But yeah.
Yeah, he got a chance.
Yeah.
For real.
When I got, that was one of my Ask Miko questions. And I was like, but then I was like, you know what? That nigga might. But the, like I said, the Rams are holding his trophy in their hands.
Damn.
Low key. Because they are itching to give it to Tom Brady or Drew Brees or somebody else. Some of these white quarterbacks. I'm going to leave that alone. But
him being in LA might help him out too.
Mm-hmm. They trying to, the PSL, they trying to get that up.
Yeah.
It's LA about to be trending again. I'm back, baby. I'm back. As soon as next week is over, Brent, I'm in.
You full rammed. I'm full, you rammed out.
I'm rammed the fuck out right after the game, my nigga.
I know.
I'm in the blue and yellow.
I know. I know.
That's all I got. It's Christmas. What'd you get me?
You're going to have to wait and see, huh?
I'm looking around this room.
Yeah. That's not all yours.
I know, but I'm just saying we wasn't supposed to really like get each other any
wait
big.
Till you see it.
Okay, yeah, good. Because
relax.
Don't get hype.
No, I'm just saying relax.
Yeah, just but we out. Weren't supposed to be getting each other much of anything from. This year. Did you trick me?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see.
I don't think so.
You be stunting.
So that means I'm not getting anything?
No, you're getting something. I got you. I think I got you.
Don't tell me.
1, 2,
don't tell me.
3. I think I got you 3.
That's dope.
Yeah. Technically 2, because one of them's from eight. Yeah, you got 3 really cool gifts. I hope you like them.
I hope you like mine too. I really do.
Is it just 1? Because we're supposed to do 1. See, neither one of us followed the fucking rules.
Because I just saw some stuff I thought you would like.
Okay. Fine. Well, it's 3:21.
Wow.
We have to get, I have to roll up and smoke again so I can get some good sleep. Aiden is going to wake up when the sun comes up to open presents. Like, he, as soon as, I think he left his shade up in his room on purpose so that he could, the sun will wake him up.
I'm gonna go show
Go shut the nigga shade so he can't get up when the sun comes up. I already know he's gonna be jumping in the damn bed to open his fucking presents. Jesus. Did you get that damn game downloaded?
Yeah, it's doing it right now.
Because if y'all nigga want this damn video game so bad, oh my God. Thank you, God. Anyways, happy birthday to Money, to you.
That was dope. Buddy.
Yes, happy birthday to Money. It's Money's birthday. That's what we're celebrating. We're spending all of our money. That's what we're doing. Happy birthday, Money, to everyone. I hope that you took this opportunity because it's time off for a lot of people. So since you got time off, at least go and hang out with some people you like. They do not have to be your family, okay? Because, yeah, family. Family is a distort. My friends irritated that they with their families right now.
Yeah.
Go hang out with some people you actually want to be around, that you want to have fun with. Ship your gifts to your family. and go hang with your friends, okay? We out of here, bitch. Peace.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.